Hello, all the Twitter followers out there, and also people on Facebook, and then obviously the new blog / website that I have. I'm very excited about it. It's at Ted Nguyen USA. It's TEDNGUYENUSA.com. And the person responsible for helping me make that website a reality is none other but than Dean Soto. So Dean, tell me who you are and the business that you own.
My name is Dean Soto. Thanks for that introduction, by the way, Ted. And I'm the president and owner of ProSulum Business and Technology Consulting. And I've been doing that for about a year now, and I've also been in the aerospace industry for quite a long time. And really what I do is I'm passionate about people who want to start new businesses, and rather than coming at it from the marketing and from the sales aspect, coming at it from more of the getting them to where they have a presence on the web, getting them to where their back end, kind of like their infrastructure for IT and so on, is all set up so and in the most efficient and cost effective way possible.
So tell us the name of ProSulum. You know, what does it mean? I think it's a really unique name. So can you tell us a story behind that name?
The reason why I chose ProSulum was, one, I love Latin. I'm Catholic and tend to just get drawn to Latin. And second is it means for the masses or for everyone. And I've always been a generalist. Mm-hmm. I've never been really specialized in one thing. And it was, for a long time, I was very, I felt very inadequate because of it, and I didn't think I would be able to be an entrepreneur or start my own business or do something for myself because I didn't feel I had a specialized talent. But eventually, I just kind of went for it, and I, because of my general point of view, I was able to leverage things like outsourcing and leverage things like WordPress, free things to really build a business that I absolutely love and I enjoy doing. And the whole premise behind ProSulum is that everyone can really own their own business, can really get out there and kick some butt, especially with if someone like me can do it. So.
Yeah, well, I think you're being a little bit modest because I think you're an expert and a leader in your particular field, and I think that's brilliant to actually share your expertise with other people. And I know that as the information revolution has changed the way we do business, how we communicate with each other, and then also from my perspective, how do citizens interact with government, as well as citizens and customers interacting with companies. It's totally changed the landscape, and it's leaving people in the dust. And I think it's people like you that are helping to build that infrastructure for people like me, as well as marketers, salespeople, and small business owners to be able to do what they do. And so can you tell us a little bit about your background? I know that you probably don't, you're modest, as I mentioned. So can you share with us your background as far as, I know you're a veteran. Can you kind of share with us about that?
Sure. I was in the United States Army Reserve for for 8 years. And just last year, I came back from a tour for a year in Iraq and Kuwait. And
it sounds like we're in Kuwait right now. We're actually in South Coast Plaza, and there's a really noisy a car. It sounds like a tank. So it's actually a perfect ambient noise for the Middle East right now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So tell us, about your experience there. What did you do, for our country?
I was an intelligence sergeant, and so I had a group of about, it was anywhere between three to seven people under me. And what I would do is we would track enemy movement and things like incidents that would happen along our convoy routes and so on. And it was really fun. I got a really good opportunity to learn how to lead, how to follow, and get things done in a very effective way.
So how long were you in the military services?
8 years. Eight years, and then one deployment, one-year deployment.
So, can you share with us a little bit about your service orientation, You know, I'm a big believer in this country, as you know, and I think you've heard me speak about my love for the country and you know, how proud and how blessed we are, you know, to be Americans and to live in this wonderful country. You know, can you share with us, you know, your insights as far as, you know, being in the front line and serving overseas and now being back in Southern California, and, you know, just kind of share with us your insights about that.
One thing that really struck me when I was over there was that there were a lot of, I mean, talk about the freedoms that we have here. I mean, I'm so glad that I served. There are, you know, people in the countries that I was at where, you know, they get paid maybe $100, possibly a little bit more a month. Mm-hmm. And for where they're at, that's absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of human trafficking, a lot of just really bad things. And I've always had a love for the United States, and it only helped me to grow in that love. I mean, yeah, we're not perfect, but out of all the countries in the world, absolutely the best. Yeah.
And I think it's because of, you know, the freedoms that we have and the great entrepreneurial spirit that we do have, that there are people like you that have really progressed and have emerged as young leaders in our county as well as Southern California. So can you tell us about the transition that you made from, you know, being fully employed, and what was your decision point? What triggered the decision to strike it on your own?
Actually, it was because of my service. It was while I was there, I just, because the fact that I knew that I was able to lead, and that I knew that I was able to do things that I didn't think I would be able to do otherwise, I just had a real hunger to get out there and start doing things on my own. It was, as soon as I got back, that's all I thought about was, how do I build my business? How do I get out there and start doing the things that I really love doing? And for about 6 months, I started my business in September of last year, and for about 5 to 6 months, it was the hardest thing ever. I made probably about $350 in that time frame. Since then, definitely significantly increased my revenue, and you know, I'm still working full time, which is totally cool. I work for one of the leading aerospace companies, and they are very supportive, which is great.
And you're seeing more and more Americans doing that. You know, as pay rates have been flat, you know, and obviously there's a lot of talent, skillful, intelligent, industrial, you know, young people. You know, they're kind of striking out on their own and doing a lot of freelance, aren't they? And so, is that where most of your business is coming from? Is those individuals that have a lot of brain power and you know, they're workaholics, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Actually, yeah. My wife recently quit her job and is going and is a full-time mom, which is a dream that we've always had. And it's the only reason I'm able to even be in our house and so on is because of our freelancers who and business owners who want to really improve their business and their infrastructure and back end.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you do as far as, you know, your company and what types of services that you provide, and, you know, what makes you tick?
So basically, my services are kind of threefold. One is web presence. I am a big proponent of WordPress because it's free and cheap. And two is Google Apps. And three is just getting out there and knowing the basics of how to use social media and so on. And so with those three things combined, I empower business owners to basically increase their revenue by not having to worry about their IT and all that other stuff, and be able to talk and market themselves for free.
Because I know that, you know, just knowing the industry, you know, that, you know, it can be costly to develop and run a website and to, you know, get it up and running, and then the maintenance costs as well. So how are you able to, you know, shave some of those costs?
Outsource. Because of technology, leveraging specialized talent in other countries, which, you know, can be controversial, it is absolutely, it's a necessity now, and I love it, and I'm actually going to create some products on how to outsource properly.
So we just have a few seconds left. Can you share anything else about yourself and about how people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, everyone can go to my website, prosulum.com, or they can email me at dean@prosulum.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That is my Follow Friday. It's Dean Soto at ProSulam, and he's a wealth of knowledge and the nicest guy possible as well. And he's also serving as a leadership position for the Social Media Club of Orange County. It's a reconfigured and new and improved.